on-air signs that, like, you know. Ready to roll. Okay, I want to start off with a theoretical Shiloh that is, you know, amusing, but in fact, it will help to frame a lot of the halacha here inside the test. My Shiloh is this. Are you guys familiar with the children's book Stone Soup?
Sure.
Children's book Stone Soup. Okay, so I'm going to summarize the children's book for you for a moment. This will be the only, I think, Hilchos Bas Michal of Taruv Hashir in the world that's going to start with summarizing a children's book. I could be wrong, but I would think so. You know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears will save for a different shear. But the story of Stone Soup is the story of a number of travelers who come to a village and they're very hungry and they want, you know, someone to help them get food. Kind of like the Stone story. No one's going to help them get food. So they come up with a clever idea. They tell the villagers they're making stone soup, and they take a pot and they put it in water and they put in stones. And the, you know, the villagers all come out to watch the stone soup being made. They're very curious. And they tell them, you know, this stone soup is really good. It'd be better if we had a carrot in it. So someone brings a carrot. And then someone else says, you know what? The stone soup would be great, but if you have a potato. And someone else brings a potato. And yeah, and so, you know, the moral of the story, I'm not sure what the moral of the story is, but the book goes through how each of the villagers contributes something, and they get their stone soup. So I'd like to ask a stone soup shiloh. Here's my shiloh, okay? So the travelers made their stone soup. They put the stones, they put the water in. Then the villagers all came along contributing, you know, very nicely. One put in a carrot, one put in a potato, one put in some celery, one put in a piece of meat, one put in a piece of nevela. And then afterwards realized, oops, wrong piece. Right? He put in a hot dog from 7-Eleven. Right? So, put in a piece of nevela, right? And now, the travelers, all of whom, you know, are Tami and the Baal Shem Tov, because they're always Tami and the Baal Shem Tov in these stories, right? So, the travelers come and they say, look, let's take a look at the pot now. Is there shishim keneged the nevela? It's in the pot. And lo and behold, they discover that if you count the stones, there's shishim keneged the nevela. But if you don't count the stones, there is not shishim keneged the nevela. And now they come to you and they ask, you're the local rav in this village, and you got to give your villagers some advice about Achmasas Orchim. You're the local rav in this village, and they come to you and they ask the shiloh, okay, I have my stone soup here. There's a chatichas nevela in the soup. There's shishim keneged the chaticha if I count the stones as part of the tavshil. If I don't count the stones, so then there's not shishim. What's the halacha on the tavshil, mutter or asr?
If the stones are porous and they can absorb tam, then I would assume it'd be maybe it'd be make.
Well, I would assume maybe also. I'm asking you the question on maybe.
Yes, it'd be make. If the stones are porous and absorb the tam, so it's part of, it's acting like a food almost in that sense, then I would say, and you have 1-16, why shouldn't it work?
Well, in this story, for sure, the stones are food, because otherwise it wouldn't have gotten anything else. So, for sure, it has to count.
So, it's achshave.
Lishitalsam.
It's achshave, but they knew. They knew it wasn't really a food. It was a whole...
But
it was,
you're asking the villagers, right?
They were mired, right? It was haram. So, I would ask you this then, Doc, and it's a simple, basic question. Okay, let's say that even with the stones, there wasn't shishim to... be mevatel the nevela, but if I counted the pot itself, there would be shishim.
Well, the walls are thick enough, and you got shishim again, so then the pot walls, and then the dosing town comes back out again, I think that would be all right. So,
can I count?
If the walls are thick enough, I would say.
Can I count the kedera itself to be mevatel?
I'm going to say.
What?
Blios in the pot.
Okay, so blios in the pot. It's a min b'sheino mino. Right? Blios in the pot, no good. Okay. What about, let's say it's not blios in the pot. It's a brand new, in fact, it's a brand new stone pot cut from the same stone as the soups inside the pot. As the soup stones inside the pot.
So, like in the Gemara, right? So, and you always have them in the Gemara. If you count the whole pot or just the blios or none of it.
Okay. So, good. Can I eat the soup? Right? I need to know at the end of the day, it's beautiful. And the machlokes in the Gemara are wonderful. But bottom line is, can I eat this soup, yes or no? What I'm asking in framing that question is basically, if you're going to count the stones in the pot to be mevatel the nevela in that pot, right, but not count the pot to be mevatel the nevela in the pot, why not? Now, you're going to tell me, I think, that if the pieces of heter meat that were put into the pot came with the bones on them, you know, they put in full, I don't know, whatever, full racks of ribs into the stone soup, that they're going to tell me, I think, that the atzmos, the heter, are mitzdarif, they'll join together and they'll be part of the shear to create shishim. So you're going to tell me right now, the bones, they're mitzdarif to the shear. The pot, not mitzdarif to the shear. What about the stones inside the pot? Is basically what I'm asking you. So I know two rules. Pot, no. Bones, yes. Okay? So bones, yes. What about stones? Just change one letter for two. Does that make a difference? Right? Swap out bones for stones. Now what? Yes or no?
Does it matter also what kind of bones? Soft bones that have marrow and are soft?
I'm talking about the bones of the heter, not the bones of the yisur.
Okay.
The nevela that went in was bone-free. It was a boneless piece of nevela.
Of the yisur.
Right? Mm-hmm. But the heter that went in had bones in it. We can get to the bones of the yisur afterwards, but I'm asking an even simpler question. Yeah. Getting about getting to the bones of the yisur, but bones of heter are mitzdarif. That's muskum, right? Tzadi test, mechaber, ramal, pretty muskum by everybody, that atzmos heter are mitzdarif in my heter, levata la yisur. So atzmos heter mitzdarif. So basically, what I'm asking, if I could reduce this question to not a stone soup shaila, but a question in framing in halacha, is why is it that atzmos heter are mitzdarif im heter levatel iser, and the kedera itself is not mitzdarif to be levatel iser?
How do you know that the it could be the nevela was originally bigger and part of the pleas went into the wall of the pot?
Could be. I saw it.
But you saw how big it was originally?
I saw it was originally. Let's say I saw how big it was originally. And I know.
Well, is the pot made of bone? Like, meaning if it's not the same min at all, then why should the pot work?
So I drew the example that it's cut from the exact same stone.
But it indicates the
meat. This is my children's book. I can make it up.
I mean,
right?
You asked about the meat. You're
right.
About the bones.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that if the bones of the, let's say I had a bone pot, okay? Let's say I made a pot. You can make clay atzim.
Yeah, I'm saying out of bones of atzmos heter.
I made a bone pot. I had a very large cow, right? Huge. I don't know. I bred taka a huge cow, and I had a leg bone that was big enough to make a kedera, and I made a kedera out of the leg bone, mm-hmm. And now I cook in that kedera out of the leg bone, right? And I think you're not going to tell me that the pot is mitzdarif, even though, why not, right? Should the kedera be mitzdarif or not? And if the kedera is not mitzdarif, so why not? How could it be, what I'm asking you is a simple question, which is, how could it be that the kedera is not mitzdarif, but the bones inside are mitzdarif? So you're telling me, well, maybe the material makes a difference. So I'm giving you an example where the material is the same. But lamaisa, it doesn't really make a difference, because if the materials are absorbent materials, so then they should be mitzdarif in either case, and if they're not, they shouldn't. But how do you split this, so to speak, that yes, the bones are mitzdarif, the kedera is not mitzdarif? That's my simple, basic question here that I'm dealing with to know if I can eat this stone soup. Now, I've been traveling for a while, and I'm quite hungry, and it took me quite a bit to get this stone soup, and the villagers aren't going to fall for it again. So, you know.
The rub should bite them in.
Pardon?
The rub should bite them in.
Maybe, right? So, I need to know, can I eat this stone soup or not? So you are correct. We got to go back to the Sugya Sashas. We got to go back to whether or not the Gedera is mitzdarif. And we got to go back a step further as to tackle why are the bones mitzdarif to be mevatel the Yisr, and which bones are mitzdarif. So the Gemara in Chulin on Sadi Ches brings down, actually Sadi Zion Amud Beis first, the Gemara brings down the following. Amr Michanina Kshe Misharin. When you measure, Misharin Berotev Uva Kippa Uva Chatichos Uva Gdera. So you measure Rotev, Kippa, chatichos ukedera. You measure, when you're measuring the volume of the pot, so you're measuring keneged the iser, everything that's in there. The gravy and the keep of the thick, you know, the good thick stuff you scrape at the bottom of the pot, and the chatichos and the slices of the pieces of meat, and the kedera itself. So Rashi understands that first lashon to mean taka the pot is mitzdarif. And a chanami, I can use the pot, and the pot should be mitzdarif. Why not? The atzamos, etc. The pot is mitzdarif as well. Okay. Interesting. The Gemara does not say the atzamos. Leaves that out. Ikedamri b'kedera atzmo b'ikedamri my debola kedera. So the Gemara has two lashonos now in that statement of Rebbe Chanina. One is kedera atzmo, the pot itself, meaning the pot is mitzdarif, like Rashi says. Second one is no, is only b'my debola kedera. The pot itself is not going to be used to be mishayar the bittel, but the hashora of what's inside the pot, keneged the iser that fell in, that's enough to be mevatel. Okay, that is the second lashon according to Rashi. Rashi says, look, it's a safek d'oraisa. Since it's a safek d'oraisa, we have two lashonos, we're going to be machmir, and we're going to eliminate the first lashon, so we're going to eliminate from the realm of halacha the possibility of the Kedera being mitzdarev, because two lashonos, sofik del raisa. Okay, and even in the second lashon, as the Rashba points out in the Torah Sabayis, Rashi really rejects that from halacha as well. Meaning, in theory, yes, we could be mitzarev ma shabola hakedera, but who in the world knows what that is, right? There's no way to know what that is. And therefore, Rashi says, v'lo mishar b'kedera, v'ikar adavri kemosh yubola f'nei mishar, inin leva lo mashin b'may debola kedera min aheter, basically, in terms of Mashabal Akdera, so I don't know what came in before, what came in now, so what came into the Gdera from the Heter came from the Isser as well. And therefore, as the Rashba points out, Rashi pretty much rejects the entirety of the Sugya. First Lashon, okay, we're not going to paskin like Savig Deraisa L'Chumra. Second Lashon, we're not going to paskin like because of the fact that whatever the blios are of Heter, they're blios of Isser in equal measure. Okay, good. So in the Rashi's perspective on the Gemara, there is one day that says the Kedera is mitzdarif, but we don't paskin like that. The Rashba actually has a different, at least brings down a Yesh Omrim, with a different take on the Gemara entirely. The Taz, here in Sadi Taz, cites this Rashba, right? And the Rashba says, no. You're misunderstanding the Gemara. The Gemara never even entertained the possibility of being mitzayef the Kedera towards the Bittel. Why not? So I don't know why not, but he says, the Gemara says the following. The first Lashon is not ubikdera, but bikdera, right? Meaning the first Lashon of ikedamri bikdera, atzmo, means not ubikdera, but I'm using, okay, the rotev and the kifa and the chatichos, etc., and the kedera. No, I'm being mishayer the rotev and the kifa and the chatichos bikdera, those that are inside the pot, as opposed to that which is in the walls of the pot, right? So in other words, in the Rashba's understanding, the first lashon of the Gemara is actually la'afuke from Rashi's second lashon, right? And the second lashon he agrees with, that the Gemara is saying that you are only using that which is in the pot, not that which is in the walls of the pot. The second lashon of the Gemara, according to the Rashba, is like Rashi says, that no, will be mishar b'may shabalak there as well. So in the Rashba's way of understanding the Gemara, nobody at any point says that you're mishar with what was with the Gdera itself. Only b'may shabala hakdera, right? Nobody ever says you're mishar in the kedera itself. Only b'may shabala hakdera. Okay, so clearly we're going to paskin la'alacha, like the Taz points out. Rashi says we paskin l'chumra, like the second daya. The Rashba never even has a sheet to that mitzdarif the kedera. So we're going to paskin la'alacha that the kedera is not mitzdarif to be mevatel the iser. Even the kedera chadosha, not the mitzarif to be mevatel the iser. But again, the question becomes, why not? Why not? So you got to ask yourself first, why yes by the atzamos? Why yes by the atzamos? So that the atzamos of the heter or of the iser are mitzarif to mevatel seems at first blush to be totally in a machlokes here in the Gemara in Chulin on Dav Tzadi Ches, which we went through once before. We started the conversation of Tam Ki Iker. So we went through the four or five different places you could possibly find the din of Tam Ki Iker. One of those places also, in the course of Tam Ki Iker, happened to be the Makor for Shishim, right? Or for Bitul B'Meah. A machlokes here in the Gemara in Chulin, whether kol isurim shebetorah b'shishim or kol isurim b'torah are b'meah. Right? Says the Gemara, Omer b'shimun lei b'shumar kapara, kol isurim shebetorah b'shishim. Omer l'fon of Rishu Omer Yitzchok, Rebbe, ato omer kein, hachi omer Rav Asi, omer Rav Yishuban lei b'shumar kapara, kol isurim shebetorah b'meah. They have a machlokas here in the Gemara in Chulin whether the bittul is b'shishim or b'meah. What's the machlokas based on? So the Gemara says v'shneim lo lamdua elam yizro b'shela. They both learn it from the zro b'shela of the el nazir that it is cooked together, even though that is a chelik of the kohen. It's cooked together with the ayil. D'chsiv l'kachakon yizro b'shela v'go v'tanya b'shela ein b'shela el shlema. So it's cooked together with the ayil. Shimon ben Yochai Omer b'shel elishin zbashli ma'ayil dekuliyam b'hadei al mevashel. So everybody agrees, you're mevashel the zroa b'shel of a tzechelik kahuna with the ayil. Okay, it's going to give tam, and it's going to give tam, so it's going to aser. So no, why not? Ma'ir sovar mechatech lo v'hoder mevashel lo. One hold, you cut it off and then you cook it afterwards. Ma'ir sovar mevashel v'hoder mechatech lo v'boy seim a second losher. No, dekuliyam. Bechadach lebahad mevashlom, you marse bebahad the ayal mevashlom, it's about the erbes, etc. Now the Gemara says like this, now, lish nabas libe the b'shim yochai, man domer b'shishim, according to b'shim yochai, it's lashon, you have to cook it together. So man domer b'shishim, sover basar v'atzamos bahad the basar v'atzamos misharina. Basically, you're measuring meat and bone of the ayal, connected meat and bone of the zro. And if I measure the meat and bone of the aisle as a whole, with in relation rather to the meat and bone of the zra, it's a 60-to-1 ratio. 60-to-1 ratio. Okay? And the other opinion says, no, the mandarmea sa rabbasa bahade basa misharinan bavale bimea. The other opinion says it's basa lahabade bahade basa, and therefore it is bimea. That's the Gemara. If I take, again, yeah, this you have to take as a given. If I take just the meat, don't count the bones, just the meat of the ayil and of the zro b'shel, there's a 100-to-1 ratio of the meat of the ayil to the zro b'shel. Good. How do we paskin la'alacha? We paskin shishim, right? Ayin tzadichas, we paskin shishim. So if we paskin shishim, that means that we're mishayer basar v'atzamos, v'hadei basar v'atzamos. I am measuring the basar of the zro b'shela and the etzem of the zro b'shela as iser, keneged the basar of the aisle and the etzem of the aisle as heter. Okay, now I would pause for a second and ask you based on that, what would you tell me about the halachic nature of the bones of the animal with regard to bittul? Right? With the bones of heter and iser with regard to bittul, again.
They're considered part of the food.
They're considered part of the food. And if they're heter, then they're heter. If they're iser, then they're iser, right? Very clear, very straightforward in the Gemara that basar, the atzamos, that means I'm considering the atzmos iser as a chelik of the iser, and it's mitstarev to the iser to give the sheer iser, and I'm considering the atzmos heter as part of the heter, and it's mitstarev in a heter to give the sheer of heter. And that would sound very much like, straightforward, in this particular daya, that atzmos heter are mitstarev in a heter, but atzmos iser are mitzarif as well with the iser. That's what it would sound like. And that's what the Rashba and the Ramban as well all point out in the Gemara. It sounds very much like the Gemara is telling me that the Atzmos Isser are mitzdaifim Isser, Atzmos Heter mitzdaifim Heter. That would give me two things. Number one, like I said, this chilip between the two different types of Atzmos, and there are Rishonim that paskin like this La Locha, right? That in fact, Isser with Isser, Heter with Heter, nice, easy, straightforward. It would also give me the fact, as I said before, that clearly Atzmos that are not of Isser, even though seemingly they have no tam whatsoever, those atzmos would still be able to be mevatel the iser, right? The atzmos heter. And that would certainly leave us with the question, so why do we say before the kedera no, and the atzmos yes, right? Why would I say the kedera no and the atzmos yes? Now, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Or Zeruah, everybody points to the same Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi in Trumos seems to say very much not like this. The Yerushalmi in Trumos, I'll give it to you in the Rashba here, in the Torah Habayis, in Bayis Revi, Shah Rishon, right? Cites Mesechus Trumos per saw Truma. Tanya, Ein Tinofes shel Truma Mitzareves im Truma Lesser Alachulun. The Tinofes of the Truma, whatever the waste of the Truma, is not given Mitzareif with the Truma to us to the Chulun. Abel Tinofes shel Chulun, the halos is truma, but the novus of the chulin will join with the chulin to mevatel the truma. Basically, in truma, it's not atzmos, but it's tinofus. It's whatever inedible parts of the plant that are there. So the inedible parts of the chulin are going to be mitzdarif to be mevatel the truma. So in the mea to 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to truma, it's going to be mitzdarif.
And how does that work? It's absorbing something. Or?
The flavor dissipates throughout.
Into the food.
Whatever flavor is now, you have to dance around that very carefully. Remember the Shach and the Ramah, Baser Shema, Baser Taima. The Shach says that Truma is not a Tam issue per se, because if it's a Tam issue, it'd be a 61 ratio. But whatever need there is for a dissipation of the flavor throughout, you have a dissipation. Rabibi boy. Rabibi asked the question. Tinofes shel truma, ma'o shetitztarif im achulin la'os ha'truma. Again, can you have the tinofes shel truma, the inedible parts of the truma, basically the atzmos of the truma, be mitztarif with the truma, with the chulin rather, to be mevat of the truma. So mimad amar Rav Huna klipe iser mitztarifos lahatir. So from the fact that Rav Huna says that klipe iser are mitztarif to be matir, hadamar tinofes shel truma mitzdarevis imachul nahalos la truma. So you see that in fact tinofes shel truma is mitzdarif with the chulin in order to be mala the truma. So points out the Rashba, point out the Ran that you see from the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi in Trumos, very very clearly that the klipe iser and the tinofes shel truma are mitzdarif with the heter to mevatel with the matel iser. Okay, so if that's the case, lechora, you seem to have a stira between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to be saying that the inedible portions of the item are mitzdarif with the of the iser rather with the heter and mevatel the iser. The Bavli seems to be saying, nah, heter goes with heter, iser goes with iser. So one way to understand it is in a chanami. Is a stira Bavli Yerushalmi. So when you have machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, we pass them like the Bavli. And therefore, we're going to end up on the tzad to say that taka, atzmos heter mitzdarfos ima heter, atzmos iser mitzdarfos ima iser, I the Yerushalmi. Okay, there are plenty of Yerushalmis we don't pass them like because the Bavli disagrees. That's one mahalak in the Rishonim.
So the final thing, Rishonim, it's the aim with the inedible parts or heter's going with iser?
The inedible parts of the iser
are going with the heter
to mevatel the iser. So again, that's an easy way, a very easy way to learn it. But it's clearly not the mechaber Ramah and Tzadi test. Mechaber Ramah and Tzadi has both come out that at the very least, right, the atzmos iser are not mitzdaif with the iser. Right now, whether mitzdaif with the heter, the mechaber says yes. The Ramah says, you know, better not. But if you really need it, I guess it's okay, right? He's the tired parent at the end of the day. No, better not, but if you really need to, fine, it's okay. right? So we'll get to that Ramah afterwards and the Orzaru that it's based on as to the why, you know, it's okay. But the Shaila becomes, how do you create a bridge between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli? How do you reconcile the two? So the Ran has one Mahalach, the Rashba, very simple other Mahalach. The Ran says, I'll tell you why. He says, in the Zroa B'Shela of the El Nazir, the Atzamos are actually Rachin. They're soft, edible bones. And they have Lachluchis in them. Those soft, edible bones have in them, moisture and, I guess, marrow. They're mamish edible. So in that case, he says, and the Ran says beautifully, he says that the actual ayil, the body of the ayil, has in it both atzmos rachos, as well as atzmos koshos that don't have any marrow or any lachluchis in the bones. And yet those bones of heter are mitstarev to be mevatel, the iser of the zroa b'shela. So in the Ram's perspective, I've got the following. The zroa b'shela has in it the basar, and the atzamos that are basar-like in the fact that they're rachos. And they mix in with the entire ayil. The ayil has in it basar, atzmos rachos, atzmos kashos. All of them are mitzarev to mevatel, the basically whatever 1/60th of the etzem ubasar that's all edible or all maflitam of the Zroa B'Shela. So in the Ran's perspective, he starts off by saying, so it could very well be that the Atzmos Heter are mitzarev to mevatel the Isser, even when they're the Atzmos Kashos. Then he says, and from the Yerushalmi, you see that even if they're Atzmos Isser, as long as the Atzmos are not edible, they're mevatel. In other words, how do you reconcile Yerushalmi Bavli? Very easily. Atzmos Isser that are kosha, that don't have lachluchis, they're mitzdarif im haheter levatel esa isser. Atzmos rachos of the isser, they're mitzdarif im haisser, to create more isser and to need a greater bittul. Very simple, very elegant, very straightforward in the Ran. And that Ran becomes...
How the first part, how do these hard bones, they have no moisture, and they don't absorb, they have no marrow.
Well,
how do they get to the...
You added they don't absorb.
Well, if they're hard, then maybe they're not porous.
Well, they could be hard and porous. In fact, mm-hmm. You would know this, that bones are very porous.
Right?
They're hard, but they're porous.
Okay.
Right? They most certainly are. Now, we'll get there in a moment because that's going to be part of the cheshbon here as to how to mechal between the gedera
right.
And the bones.
Right.
The Rashba, much simpler. The Rashba says... One second, take a step back here. The Rashba says, you know, it's a very nice Gemara. The Gemara has the Shishim versus the Mea, the Zroa B'Shela, they both learned it from there. The Maisa, Shishim is a Shir Derabanan. Shishim is not Deraisa. Shishim is the Chachomim, where Mishaer, that in a Shir of Shishim, you're pretty safe and pretty straightforward, that everything is safe to be Nisbatul in that, except for a Milsa Dvila Lataima, you know, except for extraordinary extenuating circumstances, everything's in Batul there. Says the Rashba, this sugya is an asmachta ba'alma. To ask kashas from the fact that this sugya's hashora doesn't line up with the Rishalmi's hashora in Maseches Trumos, rather, that the Bavli here is an asmachta ba'alma, and the Iker is like the Rishalmi, that in fact the atzmos of the Isser are mitzdarev with the heter to mivatalias. The Rashba goes one step further, which is sifdalad, and that is that the blios also, at least min b'mino, the blios of the k'dera, are going to die, but we're not in the blios of the k'dera now. Shaila becomes, why is the k'dera different from the atzamos then? Meaning, we've just, it's a very, very nice journey, you know, now we've stopped back at our stone soup, but we're back to square one. Meaning, at the end of the day, so it comes out, if I can reconcile the Bavli here with the Yerushalmi, and I can say that even the Bavli is maskim, that the atzmos iser, and certainly atzmos heter, are mitzdarif to be mevatel the iser. So then why isn't the kedera also mitzdarif to be mevatel?
The Rashba would argue with the Ran and say that even rakos are mitzdarif?
So very, very well could be. right? Very well could be, which is going to be totally right now on the following chakir, right? The Prima Gaudim points out two things. The Prima Gaudim points out, number one, there are four major shitos. Prima Gaudim is in the Mishnah Brit Zov and in the Sifsei Das here in Sadi Tes. Prima Gaudim points out there are four major deos in the Rishonim with regard to the Bitul Atzamos, right? So there's the Yesh Omrim in the Tur, which is the Pashtas of the Bavli, like we said before. Isser goes to Isser, Heter goes to Heter. Easiest one to remember, Akol Yovo El Mekolm V'Sholom. Everybody, you know, go to your corners, Isser to Isser, Heter to Heter, right? Which is the Gemara, Mashmos, the Gemara in Chulin, Tzadi Ches Mabes. He says, our Gemara we just did. Okay? Now, the Rosh and the Rash, Isser Mitzdarfin Laheter, which is the psak of the Mechaber, right? Which is the psak of the Rashba as well. Isser mitztarfin laheter. There is a Yerbenu Yerucham in the name of Rav Avram ben Asmal. The Bach brings this down. That heter is not mitztaref be'eno mino. Right? You're only even atzmos heter are only mitztaref min b'mino, not min b'sheno mino. So we're only relying on atzmos heter. That day we're going to leave for now. Right? That day we're going to leave for now. But that's the day. And then the Orzarua, which is the one that Rama Paskin like, which is really Atmos Isser Mitzdarif, but better not, right? The Isser, Lol Isser Vulahetter. We're not going to Mitzdarif the Atmos Isser to Isser, nor to Heter, which that requires beer as well. Why aren't, in other words, once I say the Atmos Isser are like Atzamos, not Mitzdarif Isser, why aren't they Mitzdarif Laheter? The Prima Gaudim offers a very simple, elegant idea as to why. He says, you know why? Because we're simply Xera de Rabbanan. That's not Xera Medina de Gemara, but we're Chayish, that if we're Matir for you, the Atzmos Isser, to be Mevatel the Heter, you're going to come to be Mekel when the Atzmos Isser had been Nisbashel first with the Isser. Right? Which that for sure, then it's dive with the Isser to Asser. Right? So I'm not going to give you the Heter of Atzmos Isser being mitzdarif with the heter of Mevatel, because I'm worried that you'll take that too far, and even in a case where it's Nisbashel first, then you'll also be using it to Mevatel, which it can be. Fine. But then, says the Prima Gaudim Mishpitzosov like this, according to the Dea, that Taka the Atzmos Isser are mitzdarif with the heter of Mevatel, and this would apply to the Atzmos heter as well, to an extent, he says there's basically two ways to learn that. There's two ways to understand why the Atzmos Isser would be mitzdarif with the heter to Mevatel. Okay? One way to understand that is that Atzmos Isser have no tam, no lachluchas in them whatsoever. Nothing. Right? Okay, so what? So now, let's do some math here. I have a gedera. I have Atzmos Isser or heter, for that matter, in the gedera. And with those Atzmos, there's shishim keneged the isser that falls in. Okay, so what happens now? What happens is that the isser that falls in dissipates and spreads, and a little bit of that isser, a little bit of that isser gets into each of the little pieces of the heter, right? So some of the isser goes into this chatich over here, some of the isser goes into this rotiv over here, some of the isser goes into this kippah over here, and some of the isser goes into this etzem over here, right? Now, what happens? So what happens is, the sum of the Isser that goes into this Heter Chatich over here, or this Kippah over here, this Rotev over here, it becomes Nisbata. The Tam becomes overwhelmed by the Tam inside the Shishim Kinecto. It's gone. But what happens to the Tam that goes into the bones? So he says it's like Munoch Bakusa. It sits there. It's in a box. And it comes back out. There's nothing in Mevatel with there. So how are the bones ever going to be mitzdarif to heter? Because whatever is nifla is the niflat, right? Unless you are able to stop the kedera from cooking at the moment of the bliya, before the moment of the plita. So the tam goes in, comes back out. So if I'm going to say, look, I can spread this tam iser throughout a shishim kinegdo by everything that's in here, but it's not true, because it spreads through all these and becomes bottle, 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 spreads into here and sits there and comes back out, and then is mitzdarif with the tam that went in the other ones to aser. So the Prima Galdin brings down a fabulous svar, which he brings down from.
I said the last that you said, then finally it goes into the others. If there's room for it to go in there, why can't it become Mevatel? He says, this is the box, and it goes back out.
There's precisely 60 tons, counting the bones.
Oh, everything else is filled up already or not?
Counting the bones.
Yeah.
Right? So now the flavor goes into everything, right, including the bones.
That's right.
The flavor that's in anything else, there's flavor there. The flavor that's there joins with this flavor, overwhelms it, is mevatler. But the flavor that goes into the bones doesn't get it overwhelmed, doesn't get anything. It's just sitting in a box.
Right.
So it comes back out. Right. Comes back out, and now it's going to join with the flavor that was in those other pieces and create that there's not 60 to it.
What about the bone makes it that it's not because the bone doesn't have its own time?
Yeah, bone doesn't have its own time. Bone is nothing.
You're saying normally you need a time to like come negate what comes in it?
Yeah, sure. Otherwise, if I take the time and I lock it in a box and I pull it back out, so what happens? Time is there.
So water wouldn't be mevatel. If someone puts a drop of chelev into a massive thing of water, it would never be batel?
So water would be batel out the dissipation, but not out the overwhelming time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I would have to have the dissipation throughout the water, but not the tam shabot.
Why don't you have dissipation here?
Because it doesn't get absorbed in there, it just gets held in there, right? In the tam, it spreads, in the water, it spreads throughout evenly and stays spread throughout. So, the Prima Galdin's perspective, there's two ideas, right? One is that it dissipates till it doesn't get overwhelmed, but it's just gone. Or it gets to the point where it is, so in your case of a lach, the lach, it there's nothing left to come back out. Here is something there to come back out. Says the Prima Galdin, based on a Taz and Tzadi Beis and Orech Chaim, there's a concept like this. How much tam went into those bones? So it's almost nothing, right? Because the tam here, which is already a shishim, that gets put into, again, chaticha here, rotev here, kippah there, etc. That little bit that goes throughout, right? So a very little bit gets in the bones as well. He says, lo alima mashehu, to go be poleta mashehu as well. A mashehu, we don't say, trei mashehu amrinam, right? And the Prima Galdin himself explains, de mashehu ein bo koach latzeis klal chutza. And the Eliezer Tel Rabba give the same shot in Orech Chaim. A mashehu going in is not going to come back out.
So you let it eat the bones in? Like, can you eat the marrow of the bones?
There is no marrow in these bones. They're totally dry bones. So
you
eat bones of different flesh. You suck out the bones, according to Prima Galdin? No, because there's a mashu of Isser that went in there. But Prima Galdin is basically saying like this, which is a simple cheshbon. Every time Isser goes into something else and it comes back out, it doesn't come back out fully. Right? There's always going to be something that doesn't pull out. Good. But what if all that went in was a mashu? So what's going to come out? A mashu of a mashu? Is there anything there?
Right.
There's nothing there to come out. There's no, is a mashu a mashu? Right? Okay. Says the Prima Galdin, he says, the kasha, if that's the case, so am I in guf hakder mitzter eves l'heter? Right? Why isn't the pot mitzter eves l'heter? Should be. So he quotes the Prisha. The supplement of law, you know why? Because the pot itself, the pot can't absorb anymore. The pot's been used over and over and over again. It's full, right? The pot is after the Cholin Shabbos lunch. There's no more room, right? No more room. V'chadosho, so what about a new pot? Mishum lo plug. It's a low plug. In the Chanami, it's a low plug. Now, based on that lashon of the Prima Galdin, one could argue there was a low plug made on a kadera. There was never a low plug made on the stones inside the pot, in stone soup. But they made a low plug on a kadera. Kadera is sava milivloa. And so, can't take any more. Maybe there wasn't a low plug on the stones in the soup.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. What was the low plug on it?
It says, why isn't the pot mitzdarif? Yeah. It says, because a pot, as its walls are filled already. It's standing room only. Not even standing room only. There's no room. Right?
from the original cooking?
From cooking, yeah. Cooking over and over again.
Before the thing fell in?
Right. You've used the pot 100 times, 1,000 times.
Oh,
it's full.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, but a new pot? No, that's low plug. That's okay. We're going to draw an across the board rule. Make it simple. All pots, no bittel in the pot.
So the mayloads the first thing added to the stone soup, and it would become a problem.
What do you mean?
The first thing absorbed was the nevela, and you wouldn't have the svara of the plantation.
But you're not using the pot anyway. I'm on a shelf.
Let's say in our stone soup case.
Right.
Meaning.
No, it wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't make a difference. If the stones absorbed first, it wouldn't make a difference because whatever bleas and the stones would come back out and be mevatel, and it would be, nuffel, and then it's shtein nefilos, right? So shtein nefilos would give you the same thing. Now, the Prima Galdon brings down a second lashon. Second lashon is the following. He says, no, you have to understand, the reason why atzmos iser even, are mitztarif leheter mevatel, is taka because of the fact that atzmos do have lachluchas. And they do have time. It's just that the Torah is matzah the atzamos. In other words, we're coming with the assumption that the atzamos are mutter because of the fact that there's no tam and there's no lach luchas. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe at that kitchahudra nevela, right? So the Torah was matir, he vegida, but not the atzamos of nevela, because there's no need to be matir. Because the etzim itself is not a chelik of the nevela. It's b'sar nevel, the Torah asser, not etzim nevel. So atzomos are mutter, not because they don't have time. They have time. Torah's matir. So then, the atzomos, you understand both heter and iser, why they're mitzarev to be mevata, right? Why are the atzomos mitzarev to be mevata? The atzomos are mitzarev to be mevata because of the fact that the tam of the iser goes in, and now it does taka get overwhelmed by a tam heter. The tam in the bones that's heter tastes just like the tam of the iser in a chanami, but the Torah's aser is that one, is matir that one. Right? In that second lashon, says the Prima Galdon, so there's no room to entertain the possibility that a kedera chadosh is going to be a vata. Right? In other words, there, the pshat and the bittul and the atzomos is the atzomos have a flavor in them themselves, and the flavor in the atzomos itself is mevata the isser that comes in. The Torah was manka, that flavor. But a keder of it has no flavor. So that's like the Prima Galdon's kasha in the first lashon. Taka, yeah, it absorbs a mashu. The mashu comes back out, so it's nothing. It goes in, comes out, and you can't use it. You can't be mitzarif it. Says the Prima Galdon, there is another svar. And he cites the Pisklei Tshuva with this svar. He says, why taka is the kedera not mitztarev to be mevatel the iser? In other words, let's assume, for argument's sake, either kedera yeshama or kedera chadasha, both, right? Because in that svar, right, in that svar of the Prima Galdon, I should have mentioned this before, in the second svar of the Prima Galdon, that the kedera is not mitztarev, that would be a kedera yeshama. A kedera chadasha, I'm sorry, but kedera yeshana, vadashi mitzdarev. The blios there are mitzdarev. He quotes a shita from the Pisklei Tshuva. He says a very interesting svar. He says, you know why the kedera is not mitzdarev? Let's take a look at how much each of these portions are fully absorbed into the food in the pot, right? Meaning the chatichos. So they're fully in the food. We'll get to afterwards, which is going to be, this is when things are going to get complicated. This is the easy part. When they're complicated, when you get to a chatich, that's chetz yechutz l'rotev, chetz yetoch l'rotev, and then you have a tipas chol that drips onto it, and then whatever. But that's in the pot itself. So the chatichos are fully in the rotev. The rotev, obviously, is fully in the rotev. It's in itself. The kippah is fully in the rotev, right? The atzamos, everything is fully in the rotev. What about the pot itself? What about the pot itself? Right, the inside is in the rotor, the outside is not. It's only half in, half out. Right? It's only half in, half out. Says the Prima Galdon, so 1 second, if I take the Pisklei Tshuva svara, that the only reason the kedera is not mitzdarif is because it's only half in, half out. Right, and you got into chom itzelso chom kulu mifafei bekul nabafei bekul, etc. Got to get into all those sorrows, says the Prima Galdon. But what if I have chatichos charosios? If I have hunks of pottery that are taka inside the pot, what if I have stone soup? So So according to Pisrei Tshuva, the stones that are there inside the pot, that are fully absorbed inside, or I should say fully absorbed, fully immersed inside the rotev, they would be mitzaref. So the Pisrei Tshuva svara would come out that in fact, your stones inside your soup would count towards the bittel. So if the stones inside the soup count towards the bittel, it's totally in this chakira. Meaning, if you tell me the vort in the bones being mevatel, being mitzdarif to mevatel the iser, is that they have tam, and their tam itself is the Torah's matirit, and the tam becomes this batel, then the stones in the soup, nothing. They're not going to help you at all. Right?
Say that one time.
If you tell me that the reason that the bones are mevatel the iser is that the bones themselves have tam, mm-hmm. and the tam, the Torah is matir that tam, mm-hmm. and when the tam iser goes in, it becomes nullified in that tam. Mm-hmm. So then my tasteless, I don't mean in terms of your you know particular proclivities towards food, but my tasteless stones that are in my pot are not going to be helpful to mevatel because they have no tam into themselves.
Why is that tam matir?
Pardon?
Why is that tam matir, the bones?
The Torah is matir, the bones, Torah only asr is the basr nevela. Why isn't it mutter? Torah asr is basr nevela, not atzmos nevela. So Torah is matir. Now, if you tell me, like the other Lashonos and Primigodim, like the Pisrei Tshuva, that the svara of the pot not being able to mevatel is because the pot is only half in the rotev, not fully in the rotev. So give me a hechatimtzu where you have pieces of pot or pieces of stone fully in the rotev, they would be mitzdarif to mevatel. If you tell me, like the Lashon of the Primogodim, that the based on the Prisha, that the reason that a new Kli is not Mivatel is because Lo Plug Rabbanim B'Takantam, Rabbanim said, look, an old Kli is Sava, Milivloa, and a new Kli, Lo Plug. So then there's very strong reason to argue that there would not be a Lo Plug on a stone. That's not Sava, Milivloa. So you've got three possible Lashonos and Primogodim here, and I would say that those three would make it that two out of the three, I'm not saying it's La'alacha. La'alacha, call me when you make a stone soup, right? Give me a call, we can talk. But two out of the three Lashonos would taka make it that the stones would be mitzdarif to be mevatel. You know, if you want a bottom line, if this Shiloh would come my way, so first of all, I would love it. A lot of fun. Someone came in with the Shiloh, would be like, wow, that you came up with such a Shiloh. A couple of times over the years I've had this where people came to me with shilohs that were so intricate and so like built into a, you know, a real cheshbon like this. It was like, let's dance first before we, you know, we answer the shilohs. It's so, so exciting.
If he said the bones, he said, but the tam, if you go like that, they would help, correct? They would help, right?
Bones have tam. Stones have no tam.
I'm saying the bones would help.
You got to keep your bones and your stones in order.
All I'm trying to say is that in the end you're saying both could help for different reasons.
Am I saying that? I'm saying that the reason the bones help would then control this question, do the stones help, right? If the bones help because they have flavor, right, then the stones are not going to help.
Oh, okay.
If the bones help because of the fact that they have the ability to absorb flavor,
right,
and whatever they spit back out is so infinitesimal as to be insignificant,
right,
and the only reason the pot is no good to join together is because there's a gzera derabanan, because you might use a pot that's already been used many times, that would not necessarily apply to stones that are inside the pot.
What's
right?
With this half in and half out? I mean,
does it half in, half out, is just, I just mentioned that as an aside. Don't get started on that right now. People have to go home for dinner.
Okay.
Right. So we're not going to get started on that right now.
Well,
we'll get
the soup is in kosher, then we can't go home for dinner.
Exactly. So, you know, but again, in La Halacha, I would say that in fact, if there would be a Shas HaTchak, that there would be room to be matir to say that the stones in the pot are mitzdarif to mevatel the iser shebo, and especially if it's a min b'shei domino, a min b'mino rather. The b'shei domino is a little more complicated, but a min b'mino, for sure, there'd be room to be matir.
If you make stone soup, use a stone pot.
If you make stone soup, use a stone pot. I would say if you make stone soup, so just make sure you check the ingredients before the villagers put their...
I wonder if the ladle is still in the pot all the time.
The ladle? You mean the ladle as a...
The ladle in the pot when this is all
this long.
Which
one's starved to be gone?
Yes,
yeah. That's not a
stone.
Shot.
A stone is definitely porous. Do you know the disease on that?